from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, thanks to this week's rain, fire restrictions have been lifted statewide, according to the state's Forest Fire Service. However, they continue to ask New Jerseyans to use caution when dealing with fire. But state officials say it will take months of normal or above normal rain to climb out of the drought. Governor Murphy is joining NJ Transit and Amtrak to give an update regarding rail improvements made since the difficult summer for commuters. Murphy says there is still a long way to go and more issues are possible.
In this line of business, you can't make promises. What you could do is you could increase your odds that you will have fewer challenges.
But in terms of good news, the feds gave Amtrak, with NJ Transit support, almost $300 million in grants for several additional projects. Authorities believe an early morning fire that destroyed a house in Woodbridge may have been an act of arson. They say the fire broke out at a home on McGuire Street around 3 a.m. Took hours for firefighters to put out that fire. There are no reports of injuries, but the house was destroyed and several others were damaged. A Middlesex County father is sentenced to 5 years in prison for a road rage incident in which he shot at another car.
Gerald Chapman of Highland Park had his two young children in the car last year when he fired at another vehicle over a failed merge. He's ineligible for parole for nearly 4 years of the five-year prison term delivered in Somerset County Court. When the incident unfolded, Chapman and the victim had been driving in heavy traffic on Easton Avenue by an exit ramp for Route 287. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. NVIDIA is fresh off another record quarter. The Computer Manufacturing Corporation generated sales $2 billion over estimates, with an almost $20 billion net income in the three-month period ending last month. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 461 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long, guaranteed. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Is more rain on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So we had 3 months of dry weather and then a good soaking. Now there's a lot of leaves and oils on the road, so things might be extra slippery as we head through this evening's commute. Be careful out there. The chance of showers will continue tonight. Storm system still in the neighborhood here. And as temperatures drop, northwestern New Jersey could see some wintry mix or snow overnight. Low temperatures will fall into the mid-30s on average. Tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day. Watch for one final push of rain and snow showers starting tomorrow afternoon, lasting through tomorrow evening. High temperatures tomorrow definitely on the chilly side, only in the lower 40s. Improvements this weekend. Sun and cloud Saturday with a cold wind, highs 45 to 50. Partly sunny and highs around 50 degrees on Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clinton 40, Jackson 41, Millville 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes. This weather brought to you by Lurita Winery. This weekend, it's the final food truck festival of the season at Lurita Winery, the Give Thanks Festival. It's Saturday and Sunday, and a portion of the ticket sales will go to Good Samaritan Food Pantry and Lunch Break. For tickets and for more info, click on events at LaritaWinery.com. That's LaritaWinery.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.